In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. My beloved, through the past week, we had the feast of the great Saint Anthony. And if you followed the reading during the feast, you'll find an amazing theme that goes as a thread between the different readings. The readings of the weekdays in the church are centered around the saint of the day. So, for example, if you attend the liturgy during the week, and it was, for example, the saint, the feast of Saint Damiana, you definitely make sure that the gospel will be about the five wise virgins and the five foolish ones. So the readings during the weekdays in the church are centered around the saint of the day. Saint Anthony's feast was last week, and all the readings were about him as a saint and what to learn from his life. What I would like to share with you this morning is about the gospel that was read in the vespers and the matins of the feast of Saint Anthony. رايات الكنيسة خلال أيام الأسبوع بتدور حوالين قديس اليوم. يعني لو في تذكار نياحة أحد البطاركة هتلاقوا مثلا الإنجيل دايما بيقول عن الموضوع أنا هو الراعي الصالح. لو في مثلا عيد لقديسة أو شهيدة زي مثلا سيد ديميانا هتلاقوا الإنجيل بيتقرا عن موضوع العذراء الحاكمات والعذراء الجاهلات. الأسبوع اللي فات كنا محتفل بعيد الأنبا أنطونيوس. الكل القرايات مش بس الإنجيل بس بتاع القداس، ولكن من بداية عشية لحد القداس بيدوروا حوالين الشخصية دي. Saturday and Sunday they are following centered around the Lord Christ and his salvation that offered for us. The gospel that was read in the vespers and matins of the feast of Saint Anthony was about the talents. The parable that God gave to us about the talents. A man was traveling to a far country, and he called his servants and delivered each one of them talents according to his own ability. إنجيل العشية والقداس والباكر في عيد الأنبا أنطونيوس كان بيتكلم على مثل الوزنات. في عشية اتقرا من متى 25، وفي باكر اتقرا من لوقا 19 متهيألي. مثل الوزنات، إنسان كان مسافر فدعا عبيده وسلمهم وزنات كل واحد على قدر طاقته وسافر إلى وقت. And he went for a while. طبعا we all know about this parable and what the meaning of it. What I would like to share with you today is about what happened in the feast of Saint Anthony during these readings. If you follow and you go back and check the readings, you will find that we read the parable, but we stop at the end with the second servant coming to the Lord and said, "You gave me two talents. Here are they, two more. Here are you. Here is yours." And then the master would say, "Well done, you faithful and honest servant. You have been faithful over little. I'll make you faithful over much. Enter into your Lord's kingdom." And the reading stops as this and say, "Glory be to God." This means that we didn't complete the parable by the third servant coming and say, "I knew that you're a harsh master. I was afraid. Here it is, your talent." No. So the church is teaching us through even arranging the readings in the feast of a saint like Great Saint Anthony to put and to focus only about the two examples, not the third one, but the first two, who were faithful and took the talents and traded with it and brought it back to their master. لو حضراتكم تلاحظوا القراية بتاعت عيد الأنبا أنطونيوس في عشية وباكر هتلاقوا إن الإنجيل بيتقرا لحد بس العبد التاني لما جه وسلم الوزنات وكان أمين. ما تقراش على موضوع العبد التالت اللي هو كان خايف وخبى الوزنة بتاعته. ليه كده؟ الكنيسة بتقول لنا أنا عايزاكم في العيد ده تركزوا على المثلين الكويسين في 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 الحكاية دي. We need to focus on the two and leave the third one alone because we are about to behold as an example. We're looking at as Saint Anthony. He is an example of someone who had the talents and traded with him. Few things to learn on this. Gospel of the talents. I will just go quickly about them. First is about He gave each one according to his own ability. وأعطى كل واحد على قدر طاقته. Sometimes I ask myself why I don't have this service. Why can't I have this responsibility? I wish I would be as this person or at that person. And I start to compare, forgetting what I have and what kind of talents God has given me, and just comparing and dwelling on what others have. This will lead me into despair, into judgment, into confusion, anger, hatred, and maybe I will leave the service at all and will forget all about it because I started to compare myself. I have to remember that God has given me according to my own ability. يعني if I have the two talents and I went to God and say, how come you didn't give me five? I need the other three. I want you to make me equal to the one who has the five. And who told you that these extra three that you might have would not be a burden in you and a stumbling block in your life? God knows exactly what I can and cannot do. Better for me to focus on what I have and be faithful on it as much as I can. الواحد لو قاعد يقارن نفسه بغيره ويقول أنا ليه مش واخد المسؤولية دي، ليه ما بخدمش بالطريقة دي، يريد أكون زي الإنسان ده، أنسى أن ربنا مديني وزنات معينة على قدر طاقتي. يعني لو أنا خدت قلت لربنا أنت ليه مش مديني خمسة، ليه مديني اتنين أو تلاتة بس، أنا عايز الفرق. قد يكون الزيادة اللي أنت بتفتقدها في حياتك دي أو اللي أنت فاكر أن أنت عايزها تكون سبب عثرة ليك أو حمل أتقل عليك ما تقدرش تعمل فيه حاجة. So first, according to my own ability. Second, all what I need, all what God wants me to do is to be faithful, regardless whether I have five or two or one. If I'm faithful, I will receive the same message. Well done, you're faithful and honest servant. You have faithfully been faithful over little, I'll make you faithful over much. يعني the first and the second servant receive the same message. I'll give you an example. It's like different containers, small, big, medium. But the most important thing is not the size. The most important thing is each one of them is full. يعني I am full, regardless of what size I am. And God wants me to be full inside of me. This is a very important thing. Each one according to his own ability. Second, what God wants for me is to be faithful for what I have. Number three is about he went away. He suffered إلى حين. He went for a time. He went for a time is a symbol of God giving us our life, and he will come, but after a little while. And when he will come back, he will settle account. He will not ask you of what you're not entrusted with, but rather on what I'm trusting with. He will not ask you about other people. And I will not stand before God and say, it's because so and so, because this situation. He will ask me about what was given to me according to my own ability. And he's a justice judge, so what he would give me, I will be accountable for. So my beloved, today let us be watchful. And as the reading of the gospel about the born blind man, it's reminding us about the spiritual vision. The spiritual vision, not only the physical one, but rather the spiritual one, is for me to see, not with my own eyes, but with my heart. So many times we stumble ourselves with clouds and fog and black pitch of things that it's not our business. We have to go see through and focus on what is more important. What's important is my salvation. Is my salvation which God will make me accountant a hold of. And the talents that God has given me in my life. Whether time, health, life, family, job, service, to the endless list of things that God would give us. We have to recognize the talents. We have to be faithful with the talents, and we have to always remind ourselves that these are my talents. Are you aware of your talents? Are you aware of the things that God has given you according to your own ability? Sometimes we feel that we take things for granted. I have kids. Oh, that's everybody have kids. And that's it. But I know that they are tenants in my life, and I have to look after them, and I have to serve them, and I have to spend time with them, and so on. Finally, I'll share with you a story. It's a real story happened, and it was written about His Holiness Pope Shenouda. You know, His Holiness, before he became a monk, he used to be a teacher. And he was so involved in service. So, and he was actually, part of his service in the church was to teach and to help those who were in need of tutoring and so on. So one day a despairing parents came to him and say, "We would like your help because our son is failing terribly in his school." So he accepted to serve and to help this student. And he started to encourage him and spend time with him, tutoring him, and, you know, making sure that he is prepared for the exam. One time he failed. Then he encouraged him again and say, we'll try again. Second time he failed. And he was failing terribly, and he was not only a passing mark. So His Holiness was saying in the story that, you know, after several attempts and so many different ways of trying to help the student, he started to himself, Sayyidina, to feel that there is no hope. And he called him once and he said, "You know what? I think I'm not the right teacher for you because look at what's happening. You know, we've been trying for so many times, but it didn't work." So the student looked at him and said, "No, but you didn't pay attention to something very important." He said, "What?" He said, "Okay, look at the test that I failed. The first one I failed terribly. I didn't even have one right question to be answered. The second one I failed missing 5 marks. The third one I failed missing 2 marks. The third one, the late one I failed just missing 1 mark." So Sayyidina is commenting about this real story that happened with him when he was a teacher, to say that sometimes we look at ourselves or we look at others and we say, "No passing, fail. But we forget to see that even we yet didn't hit the passing mark, we are growing up. We are making our move into the positive way. So this is to avoid us falling into despair. That yes, changing my habits and changing my life from negative to positive, it won't happen overnight. It will take time. So encourage yourself and say, with God's help, with God's grace, I'll be able to do it. Even if you feel that you're still struggling with your old habits, you know, say to yourself, with God's help, I'll be able to overcome. It doesn't mean that I'm still falling into them. There is no hope. This is a trap that we all fall into when the evil tells us, you are going to be like that for long. No way. There's no hope in you. No. So I can be moving from negative to positive. Even when I'm comparing myself, I say, no, I'm not good enough. This is not your saying. It is what you have to do is to be faithful and try your best in moving towards the positive, and it's up to God to get you the victory. Our role is to fight, is to endure, is to try and not to lose hope. As for the victory, this is God's work in us. May God, my beloved, give us the ability to see through, to have the spiritual vision, not to be stumbled with so many things that would cloud our minds and take our time and talk about matters that really, really will not make any difference. Let us just focus on what's more important in our life, the service, serving God with all our hearts. And in every situation I go through, I ask myself, what is the goal? What does God want me to do in this situation? And rather than serving my mind or serving what people say, I would serve what God wants me to do. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, صوفيا بروس خمين كرياليسون كرياليسون خن أم اسمي.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontificator, Creator, created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of all other, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us upon Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is come again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, which kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church, we look for baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for